Some very special search dogs have been getting a workout in the Northwest. They're trained to sniff out the remains of people buried as long as 9,000 years ago. This past week, their assignment was to find burials from the early Oregon Trail days. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Shampooey State Park near Newburgh, Oregon.
You've heard of hunting dogs and search and rescue dogs. There are drug-sniffing dogs, bomb-sniffing dogs, and now historic and prehistoric human remains detection dogs. Adela Morris trains these and founded a California-based firm to contract out their services.
What's interesting about a body that's buried, it's very protected, and the scent stays, and it lasts thousands of years.
I mean, I would think we go from dust to dust, as the saying goes, after about 100 years.
No, not so much. No? And it really also depends on the soil type.
And the ground cover. Here on her latest assignment, invasive ivy, blackberries, and poison oak challenge the searchers.
Okay, Bailey, let's go to work. Okay.
Morris's Institute for Canine Forensics came to Oregon late last month with handlers, apprentices, and three dogs from California and Washington State.
Come on.
That's it. That's a boy.
The dogs were called in to inventory an overgrown part of Shampooey State Heritage Park. The part to investigate was once the graveyard of a pioneer homestead.
They're literally following their nose. They sometimes will like even run into, you know, a tree, a bush or something because they're following their nose.
A yellow Labrador, a border collie, and another border collie successively crisscross the old cemetery where there's just one headstone left. Noses right at ground level. Suddenly Berkeley, one of the collies, stops and makes an alert pose. That's a signal to handler Lynn Angeloro.
Good boy.
The signal means Berkeley has sniffed out old human remains. The handler marks the spot. The dogs had a second assignment nearby to determine which of several possible locations could contain the remains of Kitty Newell. She was a Nez Perce woman who married a pioneer fur trapper. She died in 1845. Ranger Dan Klug says park managers wanted a non-invasive way to find where people are buried in the history-rich area.
In state parks, water lines, old ones, tend to break. We need to dig below the surface to fix the water lines, but we're not allowed to dig in a historic area for fear of destroying cultural resources.
It was archaeologist Chelsea Rose's idea to hire the sniffer dogs for a couple of days as part of a longer archaeological survey. Rose works out of Southern Oregon University. She'd heard about forensic search dogs, but had never used them before and was a little skeptical.
We don't have any better option. Our other option, using metal detection or magnetometry, would have the same questions, except for we would also wonder, is it just like a rusty nail down there? You know, we wouldn't know if it was coffin hardware specifically, which would be what those things would be looking for. So I think this is better indicator because, in theory, they're smelling human remains.
The canine team narrowed down where Kitty Newell was probably buried low so many years ago. Chelsea Rose from SOU says the archaeology team will try to corroborate the dogs' work with other techniques, such as ground-penetrating radar or magnetometers. The detection dogs have previously worked in the Northwest to search for Native American burials with the Spokane tribe, the city of Squim, and Washington State Department of Transportation. I'm Tom Bonsi near Newburgh, Oregon.